You might think of Facebook as a way to communicate these days and keep up with trends and news, but the Silicon Valley-based company has also created a new system of teaching and learning, and one Milwaukee charter school is using it. The model is computer-based and puts more of the responsibility on students to take charge of their learning. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello visited Milwaukee Collegiate Academy to see how the new technology forces students to think differently.
Carefully, your shoes untied, both of them. Here, scooch over to the side, though, so you don't block traffic.
The ninth grade wing of Milwaukee Collegiate Academy looks like your typical high school hallway. It's only once you enter a classroom that you notice something different is happening here.
So you can come on in and find your seat. I'm going to give us 5 minutes because this week I want you to have this.
The teacher begins class by addressing the students as a group. She gives some direction, then releases her kids into what's called personalized learning time. They scatter across the room. Some curl up in beanbag chairs, a few start listening to music. Each works independently on his or her own laptop. Freshman Lachey Castro is taking a biology test.
Matthew has two different types of ants in his backyard, black ants and red ants. He has noticed that the
All the students will eventually have to take the test, but each one decides when. Lachey says she prefers her schedule this way.
You got computers all day that the teacher's writing notes on the board.
Do you like it better?
Yeah, because we don't have to wait on the teachers.
This kind of personalization is the goal of the new program. It's called the Summit Model, named for the California school system where it originated. Here's the gist. Students do all of their work on computer software called the Personalized Learning Platform. It's a one-stop shop for students. In fact, the platform houses every assignment expected of them for the entire year, from reading materials to homework and study guides, even unit tests. Students work at their own pace. Once they finish an assignment, they hit submit. Then teachers who have their own logins correct the work and send it back. Sound like college?
We are teaching students how to be self-directed learners, how to set goals, and then developing the action steps to meet those goals.
That's freshman director Courtney Boswell. She brought the Summit model to MCA and says it's nothing like traditional high school. While teachers still outline expectations and will instruct in large groups if they notice multiple students struggling with a concept, the students must take the initiative to complete their work.
So I put myself in my college shoes. Like, I had this syllabus and I had all these things that were due and I knew the due date. And it was my job to complete those things. Many of our students didn't just show up here the first day of school and have those skills already instilled in them. I think we're creating that space for students to be able to do that.
This was the best way in the 4 years that we have to get kids ready for college to finally plug some holes.
MCA Principal Judith Parker says her school has a solid record of getting kids to college. It's getting them through that has proven a bigger challenge. That's where she thinks the Summit model will help.
We know that it's more than just about getting good grades. It's also about managing your time. It's about seeing the big picture of everything that you're working on. And a lot of times, trying to figure that out in college is really difficult for kids who've led a very prescriptive existence of show up at this class on time, fill out this worksheet.
MCA is one of only 120 schools across the country piloting Summit's personalized model. If all goes well with the ninth grade class this year, the students will continue using this learning style throughout their high school days, and so will all future MCA students. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.